Hi, this is Michael Sparks here, and this is the AMSOIL dealer training call, and today is Monday, June 21st. Happy summer. First day of summer, and it's the longest day of the year. I hope you make some good things happen today, because you've got more time today than any other time for the rest of the year. Well, as far as daylight goes, you still have 24 hours in the day. I never understood, like, the longest day of the year. It's all 24 hours. But anyhow, you got more daylight today than you have any other day. So happy June 21st, summer solstice. That's right. That's what they say. So thanks for getting on our call tonight. Hey, first up, I want to talk about AMSOIL University Online. If you haven't started the T1 certification program, you should do this immediately. Now is the time to get started learning how the AMSOIL business works, and how to get started properly. And being a T1 certified dealer is going to give you a leg up on the hundreds or thousands of other dealers that have not completed this course. Secondly, after completing the T1 course, dealers can move up to the T2, T3, and T4 training. There is a minimal cost with this, very minimal, and it's going to help you understand how to become better at sales, how to understand how to better talk to your customers and your potential customers, as well as help increase your commissions in a short amount of time. So take the T2, T3, and T4 training. This is in the AMSOIL University. Consider doing that. And if you're an AMSOIL dealer, you've been a dealer for a while, you've got all this done, make sure people that you sign up, get this going. It's very important. I don't know if you've known, but AMSOIL University has been going on since 2001. We made our first trek up to Duluth, Minnesota back in 2001, and we went up there over 12 or 13 times to take AMSOIL University. Of course, that was a significant expense every single year. $1,000 or minimum $1,000, probably normally $1,500 to $2,000 to make the trek to Duluth, Minnesota to take AMSOIL University. You can take it online in the comfort of your own home at your own pace for like $25 or something. It's very, very inexpensive to be T1 and T2, T3, T4 certified. I'm going to call on Johnny Pag here in a second. Hey, Johnny, if you can hit *6 on your phone, that will unmute you.
I am.
All right, there you are, Johnny. Hey, Johnny. Hi. We were talking before we got started on the recording, and I think you've got an exciting bit of information to talk about as far as why to be T1 and what exciting news you have as far as the advanced autos. Tell us what happened in the last couple of days here.
Okay, well, actually, in the last couple of months, T1, the first thing, Michael, T1 is a no-brainer because, first of all, the knowledge is well worth it, but AMSOIL will then send you customers, like put customers in your line of sponsorship. So I got one night I checked the site and I see a guy by the name of, many of you may know, Stormfield, and he was a former WABC network television weatherman, along with his father, Dr. Frank Field, and his sister, Allison Field. So I said, Stormfield, there could only be one guy. So I called him up. Sure enough, it was him, and we became friends ever since, you know. But
wow.
It's just phenomenal. I said, you know, nobody's ever going to believe this. Can you send me an autograph picture? And sure enough, he sent me one. It says, to John, who put the A in AMSOIL, Stormfield, you know. So
cool.
Amazing. Michael, the advanced auto parts deal was one of the best things. AMSOIL has a new policy, as you know, where retail on the shelf accounts who don't necessarily have a dealer handy can go online, register themselves, submit all of their info. And the way it worked in my case is my regional sales manager, Peter Markham, called me and asked if I would accept the account. Now, AMSOIL calls them and tells them that they don't deal directly. They will assign them a dealer. So He called me. I said, Hyde Park. Matter of fact, that's where Franklin Roosevelt, former president, has his home up there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, Hyde Park's not that far away. I'll take it. So what they do is they will email you forms to sign. You've got the AMSOIL pledge that you will service the account. There's like 10 things, you know. You'll go by, dust off the products and all this and that, and keep them up to date with the latest literature and whatnot. And then you sign that. What you do, like I did, I scanned it and then sent it back through email. And I call, of course, introduce myself, which he already was expecting the call. So he knows that a guy named Johnny Pagg will be calling him. So we set up an appointment, met face-to-face. And as I said, he was all signed in. His tax stuff was all in place. I showed him how to order. And he said, by the way, I know at least five other stores who know AMSOIL products, never knew where to get it, and I think would really be hot to trot. Do you mind if I call them? So I thought for one nanosecond, do I mind if you call other stores? I said, oh, no, sure, go right ahead, you know, go right ahead. So sure enough, within about 2 weeks, I had six stores signed up, and four out of the six placed orders over $1,000 already. All the employees love AMSOIL. Yes, they do have a lot of other products in the store, but they have a nice section for AMSOIL. There's decals all over the store. Another way that the corporation has found another program that helps us out in the field. That's the best way that I can put it.
Well, and a couple of things, Johnny. You know, you didn't have to answer your phone when Peter Markham called. You didn't have to accept the fact that this account was 30 miles away from you. That
right.
tells me that there's not very many dealers in your, you know, 30 miles is a good bit of distance. I mean, unless you live out west in Texas or something where 30 miles, you can spit that far. But here in Tennessee, heck, I'm almost in Nashville in 30 miles. I mean, there's a couple million people between here and Nashville that could be potential dealers for an account, something like that. But so you got in a call from AMSOIL because you're probably the closest certified T1 dealer that's capable of servicing in this account.
Yes.
And that's why they called you.
Yes.
You know, if I told people on the call tonight the amount of dealers that are active at their AMSOIL business, you wouldn't believe me because it's so low. It doesn't make any sense. But I believe it when I look at the end of the month, or I looked out today as the 20th of the month, I pulled up my dealer personal volume report. And, you know, there's a lot of dealers that have zero personal volume at the 20th of the month. That
yeah.
means they're doing absolutely nothing. You should have volume in the first week of your AMSOIL business if you're any bit at all active at it. You know, you get a couple customers every week or every, you know, week or two, you're going to have some volume, but there's a lot that have zero. So the potential for our business, and especially working with these retail on the shelf accounts, like you're working with this Advanced Auto, you got four of them now. Man, that is amazing. That is totally great, the fact that you got six accounts, four of them that placed $1,000 orders off of one phone call.
Yep.
And the fact that you're active enough to accept the phone call, you're working at your business. AMSOIL's not going to give, you know, you might be a T1 dealer, anybody that's signed up listening to this call, you might be a T1, but if you're not active, AMSOIL's not going to call you and give you an account to know that you're not going to service it. So they know Johnny Pagg is working at his business. He's going to service that account. So you got to prove to AMSOIL that you're doing what you're supposed to do, and that's just a matter of the fact. They don't want to waste these accounts on dealers that aren't working their business. So get out there and work your business. Hey, I appreciate you getting on tonight, Johnny. That's an excellent story and an excellent reason why dealers need to get focused on the T1 as well as start working at their business and as well as be active. You know, AMSOIL's not going to give something to somebody that's not active. So you don't have to sign up 20 accounts a week, right? You're not doing that, are you?
No.
You're active, right?
Yeah, but I'm active. I've gotten, Michael, through the T1, some weeks I've gotten two or three PCs that, you know, bought, that registered with AMSOIL, became PCs. AMSOIL gave them to me, plus one or two catalog customers. And what I'll do, and one thing for anybody on the line, I used to arbitrarily make them a PC and then call them at a later date. Well, believe it or not, I had one guy actually blow up. Who the hell are you? I said, you don't understand, sir. You're going to buy everything wholesale. Who the hell do you think you're doing? I said, oh, my God. So I just hung up on him. He called AMSOIL and said, I forced him. I said, look, I just made him a PC. From now on, I'll call the people first. So what I do is I call people, my catalog customers, explain to them that I'm the dealer. You know, AMSOIL's a wholesale manufacturing, and they assign a personal dealer to work with you. I explain the preferred customer program. Depending on the size of the order, as a courtesy, I give them one free year, and that's worked out well. But don't just always make somebody...
Yeah. Definitely follow the rules, so that's for sure. So
right, Michael.
All right. Well, hey, I want to move on to the topic of tonight's call. Appreciate you getting on, Johnny, and I thank you very much for that. And definitely follow the rules, but work at your business. So anyhow, I'm going to talk a little bit tonight about finding ways to introduce your customers to other AMSOIL products they may not be currently using or selling. I've got some ideas about this, and I'm going to go through what I've pulled up and how I've thought about the process. But maybe at the end, if we've got time, we'll pull some dealers that are listening tonight, some of their ideas. But just remember, every business needs new customers, but don't ever forget that your easiest and most predictable source of new revenue, that's money coming into you in the form of commissions, is right under your own nose. It comes from the loyal customers you already know that are part of your business. Acquiring new customers is expensive. It takes 5 to 10 times the cost of retaining a customer compared to an existing customer. So finding new customers is 5 to 10 times more expensive than retaining an existing customer. And the average that a repeat customer spends is 67% more than a new one. So put some energy into your business development that focuses on your current customers and helping them increase what they're currently buying with you and AMSOIL. And make sure that you know to come up with a creative way to sell more to current customers that you already have. So I've got a couple. I got like 7 different things here that I came up with. And I stole these from the internet somewhere, but I've added my own stuff to it. So it's somewhat mine, but somewhat somebody else's. It's okay, though. I thought they were good. That's why I stole them. So, you know, there's no new information. There's just information that's, you know, been around for 200 years and people just rephrase it. That's all it is. So if you think lifetime value, not transactional value, that's number one. So lifetime. When I try to find a customer and I try to create a lifetime relationship with that customer, I don't want to sell somebody one thing one time. That doesn't do any good for me. It doesn't do any good for the customer. So I definitely don't want I don't want to think of a one-time deal. I want that guy to be my customer for life. So I do everything I can, get them registered as a PC or get them registered as a dealer or get them somehow where they're going to be a long-time customer. And then I do my best to keep them engaged. I send newsletters. I send out emails. I send them thank you cards when they purchase products. I call certain customers that are, you know, ordering on a regular basis. I try to create a relationship with that thing. So I think lifetime value, not transactional value. Number 2, go for the no-brainer upsell. and the upsell. So what is that? You know, I don't know how many people that's listening in tonight worked in fast food, but every time you go through a drive-thru, they're going to ask you if you want, would you like to try this today, or would you like to add this to your order, would you like this or that? Or if you go to Walmart or your convenience store or whatever, you have all these little upsell items that are right there in front of you. Oh, I need a pack of gum, or I need a candy bar, or I need a whatever. Those things are right there, convenient. And so upselling, that's what people in retail do. We've got a lot of products that kind of go with certain other products. So you can upsell, and whether it's, slip lock, whether it's grease, whether it's performance improver, quick shot, metal protector, you know, all these ancillary products that are in the back of the catalog are a great upsell. And we'll talk later in the call, but, you know, getting some of these people to try these products and they like the products. I have never had anybody that says, oh, it's the worst product ever used. No, they're great products. They work as advertised, if not better. And you get them stuck on them, they're going to be a customer for life with the products they're already using plus these new products you introduce them to. Many people don't even understand what they are or even look at them. They know the one product they want, they accept them, they buy it, and they don't know that there's other products out there. I've talked to many that didn't even know we made other products. Oh, you make this product? Really? No, yeah, we make it. So helping with the no-brainer upsell that fits with the current business product line they're already using. What products do your current customers use? Number three, stay in touch. Newsletters and email. That's a great way to stay in touch with your clients, customers. You can also use regular mail. The regular mail still works. People open it and read it. Brochures on our new products. You can send new brochures via email, or you can order brochures from AMSOIL or print them out yourself on your own computer. But I went to a thing last Friday where a transmission shop, and I printed out all the transmission product brochures and showed them what we had as far as transmission products. AMSOIL makes great brochures and data bulletins. So use those to your advantage. Maybe a product of the month and send every customer a general brochure on a product of the month. That may be a good thing to do. Phone calls, obviously talking to your customers over the phone, that's a great way, and face-to-face. If you've got local customers, get in front of them, show them some of our new products, talk to them about our products that are coming out, that have been around a while. I've got one guy, I introduced Power Foam. I gave him a can of Power Foam, and he is so sold on it because he says it saves him a case a week of carburetor cleaner that he was currently using. He puts a little Power Foam in there. It's a small engine shop. He goes out, waits about 15 minutes, comes back, cleans off the part, and it's normally ready to go. And otherwise, it would take him a can or more of carburetor cleaner to get that thing cleaned off or brake fluid. I don't know what kind of cleaner he was using, but some kind of cleaner. But anyhow, number four, help your customers sell more to their customers. This is for ROTS accounts, retail on the shelf accounts. So what are you doing to help your retail on the shelf accounts sell more to their customers? We do this constantly. We get calls and we send our customers to those accounts. We help promote our accounts on social media. We use the AMSOIL Buy Local directory as well as do Google and Facebook ads for our accounts to help them sell more of our products. And that goes back to, it's the next thing here. It goes over to the next thing I'm going to talk about, but helping your customers sell more products. And so we always tell our customers, hey, if you can, if somebody asks for something, you'd be glad to carry it, wouldn't you? And I'd say, yeah, because you're going to make money on it. AMSOIL products are about 30 to 40% markup over retail. And as far as retail goes, I'll tell you one thing. The other day I figured out, I pulled up the retail price in the AMSOIL catalog, the G100 versus the wholesale price, and it was about 47% above wholesale. because, you know, so I use that G100 catalog a whole lot. I put that in conjunction with the G3500, which is the wholesale price list, and it's got an MSRP in there, but nobody sells at that MSRP. So get that 40% markup for your client or your retail on the shelf account so they can make more profits and be happier. That's one thing to think about as well. So take that retail on that retail price in the G100 catalog and show that to your accounts saying, look, if you sell at this price, the same price that's in the catalog, you're going to make more profits, people are going to come to you, and you're going to be happier. So number five, which is what I was talking about, the understanding what products to carry, is remind your customers of everything that we offer. Amsoil keeps growing the products. There's more products now than there was when I started, than there was when Amsoil started in 1972. They started out with 10W40 motorcycle, or not motorcycle, 10W40 motor oil. They added transmission fluid, about three other products, two cycle oil. You know, it started out three or four products. And now we've got, you know, 30 pages of products, not to mention how many quarts and gallons and totes and 55-gallon drums. You know, there's thousands of line items for Amsoil. So remind the customers, if they don't know you can get it in drums, they don't know that you can get it in other quantities, they don't know that we might have a different viscosity than what they're used to buying, send them the product catalog. This is for commercial retail, but send them the G290, which is the product catalog. It's like a G100, but it's a full-size catalog, but it has all of our products in there. And it's really well done. The current one is 3 of 16, so it's just a couple of months old. Has all the current products in there. It's a great thing to send out to your customers. You know, what if you did this once a year or once every 6 months to your commercial retail accounts that are currently buying, and they add on an additional product, an additional thing that they didn't know they could even get. So send that out, and I think that's a great way to get your current customers buying more products. And we're going to start doing more of this. I'll be honest, we haven't been doing as much as we should be. Number six, create incentives for your in-house referrals. You know, what would you do to get a referral from a current customer, a customer that already believes in the products, and they're going to tell somebody else? I guarantee you that you've got customers right now today, if you've got any customers at all, you've got customers that are talking about Amsoil products, and they're saying, well, go to Amsoil.com, or they're saying, you know, you need to get Amsoil. Well, you need to train those customers to think of you. Hey, get my Amsoil from Michael Sparks. I get my Amsoil from this dealer. And send them business cards. Send them referral cards. We have specific referral cards made up for our clients that we send out to them so that they know that they can refer us business, and we'll give them some kind of gift or some kind of incentive to give us a referral. So that's another thing to do. Create incentives for in-house referrals. Make it known. Send them something nice for a good referral. We send brownies for catalog and PC referrals. We send out higher dollar items for larger customers. So, and of course, Amsoil has a new PC referral program, and you can also create your own. That's another idea that you can do on your own. Whatever you come up with, whatever you think is valuable, create your own referral program. Number seven, put some skin in the game. Give a little to get a little. That's my thing there, is give a little to get a little. What if you gave your accounts an incentive? What if every $500, if you say, you order $500 and I'll send you some free products. Face it, on a $500 order, the average dealer, this is for commercial retail on the shelf accounts, on a $500 order, you're going to make about $100 in commission. What if you spent $20 to $50 once a year? Just send them once a year. You send them, for instance, you got a motorcycle shop. They order $500. You send them a free case of motorcycle octane boost, or you send them a few cans of Miracle Wash. You send them some Quick Shot. You send them, you know, some product that they could. You know, so I don't care if you sell it. I don't care if you give it away. I don't care if you drink it. I'm not responsible if they do that. But, you know, hey, it's your product. You get to do whatever you want. Try it on your own on your own equipment, what have you. But send them some products as an advertising to get them using these products. I just think I see myself, I've got so many customers, and I see they only buy a few products. I know they got to have more than, you know, just a weed eater that they're buying two-cycle. They've got to have a car, a truck, a boat, motorcycle. You know, they've got to be getting oil changes somewhere else. Maybe they need to buy AMSOIL, and we got to find a way to get to them. We might have some motorcycle shops that are just carrying, many of them are just carrying the 2050 motorcycle oil because that's all we had a couple years ago. And now we've got the primary fluid, we got the transmission fluid, we've got the 20W40 for the Polaris bikes, we've got the 60 weight, you know, we've got a whole host of products for motorcycles, and many of those are only carrying one or two products, and we could really add on some additional things just in sales for the metric bikes, the dirt bikes, and ATVs. I mean, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 products that they could choose from if they're doing anything at all with motorcycles. And many of them maybe only carry one or two products. So work on getting those guys up to carrying more products. As far as add-on products, you know, I tell you what, just find any of those products, use them yourself, order some every month and see how they work. Give a little bit away. Don't give everything away. And I understand if you're not making a full-time income with AMSOIL, but you got to spend some advertising dollars somewhere. As they say, it takes a little money to make a little money. And if you're not using the products yourself, that should be your number one. You should be your number one customer. And number two, if your customers don't know that there's new products out there or products that they could also be using, that's a no-brainer because that's the best form of advertising is showing somebody that's already using our, they like our products, showing them to get those new products and try them out. You know, I'm not saying buying giveaway cases at a time, but if you got good buying customers that are spending $500, $1,000, some of our customers buy $3,000 a month. We send them products. We send them all kinds of things to build our relationship. So that's what business is about. We're not perfect in any of these ideas I talked about tonight. Some we're better at and others we're still working on. I guarantee you, if you start doing a few of the things I talked about tonight, your sales will increase because it's a whole lot easier to add on more products to current customers than it is to find new customers. And with that, I'm going to see if anybody has any questions or answers. Let me take this thing off of mute. Anybody got any comments? I got, you know, a minute or two here. If you got something that you work for you, speak up. Don't be shy.
Michael, I did exactly what you said with my motorcycle account. I gave him a case of the Octane Boost. And he's absolutely raving about it, and he's buying it ever since.
And so a case cost you how much?
It was like $42 or so, and we're shipping probably $48, I don't know, $50. I have to pay taxes, but still, for what it was worth to me, it was basically nothing.
So you spent $50,
yeah.
And this guy now carries this product for the next 5 or 10 years. And he doesn't just say he buys it. Say he buys 4 cases a year times 5 years. That's 20 cases at
right.
$50, right? Times $50 a piece. That's
yep.
$1,000 times 0.20. You're making $200, and you spent $50 to get that guy. So
that's,
you know,
a good return on the investment.
That's pretty yep. good investment. You know, not too much advertising. You spend $50 to make $200 or more dollars.
Right.
On. So that's kind of the way I look at it, too. I don't do it to a guy that buys one cord every 6 months. Obviously, he's not going to get much. But if I've got a motorcycle shop that's buying a good amount of product, I don't mind sending, you know, this Miracle Wash, I don't probably sell enough of this. I went somewhere and said, this Miracle Wash is the best thing. I said, I don't sell enough of this crap. Why not? You know, I need to get more in hands of people. Maybe I should start giving it away or whatever. I used to have an account back in El Paso. But that's all they bought was Miracle Wash. They loved it. Back when it was in the bottle, you had to do a little pump thing and all that crap. It was a bunch of BS. It sucked. But now it's a whole lot easier to use. It's in a spray can and whatnot. So, I think adding on something like Miracle Wash is a great product for anybody that's in the car market or the motorcycle market. You know, it'd be a great add-on product. So, anybody else have anything? Oh, well, that's it, folks. I appreciate you getting on the call tonight. Hey, again, I hope everybody gets out there and gets some AMSOIL going. Have a great week. Go out and make some AMSOIL happen, okay? Good night, everybody.
Good night, Jonathan Henley.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Good night, John Boyce.
Not very eloquent.